Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.
Okay, so you heard the story about Safari, who says he's not having sex again until he finds his wife. Okay.
So is this a religious decision or
no.
Did he just decide?
Not a religious decision.
Okay. Personal.
Yeah. So he said that, you know, he just turned 37. He's had this whole, you know, epiphany that he wants to have a kid. You know, he's tired of sleeping around. He's just going to be abstinent until he finds his wife. So
that ain't happening.
How? I mean, my question is this. First of all, 617-288-1969 is our number. We want to hear from you guys if you've been in this situation where either you've decided you didn't want to have sex for whatever reason, or if you were with someone or dating someone who made the decision that they didn't want to have sex for whatever reason. But how can you sit there and commit to someone, especially someone you're going to get married to, without having had sex with them first? I mean, sex, we can all admit, is a very important part of any relationship. And what happens if you sit there and say, okay, I'm going to be with you forever, but then you find out, maybe say after marriage, that the sex is just absolutely dreadful.
You can't do it. It's impossible. You have to, you know, like you said, you have to do it. There's no way you can have love without sex, because sex is a big part of love. So,
right.
You know, it's about the intimacy. And like you said, if you are not sexually compatible, then there is no love then.
You can fix it.
You can't fix sex. That is the biggest lie that somebody told you.
Well, I believe that you can fix it.
Yeah, I believe I can fly too, but that ain't happening.
Oh my God. All right, Pebbles, question for you. So say like you start dating someone, right?
Yes, I can fall in love with them without having sex with them.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Because, I mean, and then when you think about it, like, if a lot of the best sex comes out of the people that you really, really love and you trust, and like all the things that go along with love, like
right.
The trust and the, you know, not conversation, but the communication, like all of that stuff makes you more open to trying different and new things.
Sex is definitely better when you have an emotional, you know, stimulating connection with mm-hmm. the person that you're with. But
if that physical connection, think about how that physical connection of the sex being so good, where you, at the end of it, you just look at that person and you go, man, I love your ass.
Right, but is it real love? Because I've had sex with people that was phenomenal.
Well,
but
I'm
it was
saying,
like,
well,
I didn't love you.
Yeah, but there are people that are good at having sex. But I'm saying when you're in that relationship and you're looking for that person, then it's that, you know, it's that physical connection that is part of all of what encompasses the love.
It's just interesting to me how, I mean, really important that we all know that sex is to any relationship. And it's funny, because I was watching The Bachelorette last night, and one of the guys on The Bachelorette admitted to Becca, the Bachelorette, that he is a virgin. He's never had sex. And he's a football player, a professional football player, never had sex. And to her, she was so taken aback by that. She had to like step out of the room and collect her thoughts and kind of think like, damn, can I really be with somebody who's never had sex before?
Right. And how good is this dude going to be?
Right.
What if I do, like, I'm emotionally, I might be falling in love with this guy, but then when we ultimately do it,
who knows?
He might be like, oh God, you know?
So we want to hear from you guys now. 617-288-1969. Have you been in this situation? Either have you been the person that's chosen to not have sex for whatever reason, or better yet, are you now dating someone, or would you date someone who has made that choice to not have sex? This is Q. Q, you said that all they have to do is touch you. You don't need sex?
You absolutely not need sex. Ends up just being a plus if you truly care about the person.
Okay. So you're saying you can be in a full committed relationship, in love and all that, and have no sex be involved?
Absolutely. You're just expediting of 280-year-old people who can't have sex anyway.
So basically, you're in love with your grandmother.
Oh, stop it.
That's what it sounds
all
like.
All right. Thanks, Q.
That is definitely a different take. Like, he's saying at all. Wow.
You talk about 280, or the reason why they can't have sex is because they ain't got nothing flowing down.
Let's go with line 5 next. Jessica, you found your husband who's in jail this way?
Yes.
So what happened?
So I met him and I fell in love, and obviously we haven't had sex. But I guess you don't need sex to fall in love with a person because you just love the person for who they are.
Okay.
Now, did you fall in love with him when he was in jail?
Yes.
And when he got out of jail, did he have sex with you?
I don't know if he's out yet.
Oh, is he not out?
Oh, no, he's still in jail.
Mm. All right, so what happens, Jessica?
He can't have sex.
So hypothetically, Jessica, what happens if he gets out of jail, right, and the sex is absolutely horrible, and no matter how you try to work on it, it just doesn't work?
Oh, no, trust me. That's not going to be horrible. I already seen it. I kind of tested a little bit.
With the conjugal visits.
Yes, thank
she said
you.
I tested
she got the conjugal visit, sat on his lap.
And John, let's do line two. John, okay, you haven't had sex in 7 years?
7 years.
Is that by choice?
Yes, it is all by choice. I was such a player back in the days that, you know, I was lusting after everybody. I mean, women are beautiful. Why do we just have to have sex with them? Mm-hmm. I am looking to fall in love. So one day I just went to the gospel church, guy got me, and I fell in love with Jesus, and I know he's going to find her. Because right now I'm surrounded around love without sex at all.
Well, that's because he's in the church. You know, I mean, that's one thing.
Thank you, John.
I don't preach, but that is what he has done for me, because all I was a player. All I was just looking for that.
Right, so now he's like a priest. It's different.
John, thank you. Yeah, I think we can all
can't
safely
even clown
say,
him because
you can't clown him, because if it's for religious reasons, that's definitely
right, that
a different.
And I understand that and respect that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's different. That
absolutely.
Kind of like is a different thing. You know.
Thank you, guys.
That.
Right. Ramiro, Melissa, and Wiggy. The Get Up Crew. Only on the new Hot 96.9.